السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. حضرة مفتي عبد القادر صاحب دامت بركاته، أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا to you on this beautiful Saturday morning. May Allah Ta'ala bless you and Afa with Afiyat. Allah accept all your khidmat. Hazrat Mufti Sahib, that form is yours.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بارك الله فيكم معنا سليم كريم. Ameen, ameen. To all the wonderful du'as and supplications. Jazakallahu khairan to our technician, Brother Junaid Khan. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Rabbi shrah li sadri wa yassir li amri. واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Habibuna Mustafa Rahmatul Lil Alameen Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Today is the 24th of Zulhijjah 1446 in South Africa and few other countries, in Makkah Mukarramah, Medina Munawwara, Palestine, Masjid al-Aqsa, and 90-80% of the countries. Today is the 25th of Zulhijjah 1446. So what will happen is Thursday, this coming Thursday, will be the first of Muharram 1447 in Makkah Mukarramah, Madina Munawwara, Aqsa al-Mubarak, according to the Ummul Qura calendar and Taqweem Ummul Qura, as they call it in Arabic. And here by us, inshallah, Thursday night, we have to scan the sky. It's 28-29 our moon. Inshallah, inshallah, Aziz, the crescent will be sighted. And then Friday will usher in the new month Muharram and the new year 1447, insha'Allah al-Aziz. Today, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 48, Surah Al-Fath, the victory. And inshallah, we complete and conclude another surah and chapter with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. So chapter 48 and verse number 29. Muhammadur Rasulullah, Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was, is, will always be the last and final messenger and prophet of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. Who are the most beloved people to Almighty Allah Jalla Wala? After all the prophets and messengers alayhimu salatu salam, they are the Sahaba, the beloved students and companions of the Master alayhi salam. What are their qualities? وَالَّذِينَ مَعَوْهُ أَشِدَّا وَالْكُفَارِ. They are firm and stern against the kuffar. They will never ever run away from the battlefield, but they will be there. And if they made any mistakes or committed sins, Allah forgave them. رُحَمَاءُ بَيْنَهُمْ. They have so much compassion, empathy, sympathy among themselves. تَرَاهُمْ رُكَّعًا سُجَّدًا. You see them sometime in ruku, bowing down, sometime in sujood, and they are prostrating, making sajda. But what is their intention and motive? يَبْتَغُونَ فَضْلًا مِّنَ اللَّهِ وَرِضْوَانًا. You will see that the intention is the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah, and they want to receive the pleasure of Almighty Allah. وَرِضْوَانُ مِّنَ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ. When Allah is pleased with a person or a group of people, then that is the greatest, one of the greatest bounties and favors of Almighty Allah. سِيمَاهُمْ. Their hallmark, fi wujuhihim, is apparent on their faces. Min athari sujood, because of the effect of sujood, long, long sujood and sajda and prostrating, begging, petitioning Almighty Allah Jalla Wala to pass the verdict in their favor. So till day we did yesterday. Now this is new. Zalika. So Almighty Allah speaks of Mustafa, Rabbi Habibuna, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a noble Quran, يَجِدُونَهُ مَكْتُوبًا إِنْدَهُمْ فِي التَّوْرَاتِ وَالْإِنْجِيلِ. He, Habibuna, Mustafa, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's Nami, Isme Grami, honorable name, is mentioned in the noble Quran, obviously, and is mentioned in the Torah, and is mentioned in the Injil as well. Open chapter 7 and verse number 157, and you will find it there. That is for the Master sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But what about the students and the companions? Hence Almighty Allah says, Zalika, the aforementioned, Masaluhum fit Tawrati wa Masaluhum fil Injil. So the attributes and qualities that are mentioned of the Sahaba, the beloved students and companions of the Master alayhi salam. So this Masaluhum, don't translate it as example. The translation will be Wasfuhum. So these attributes and descriptions of theirs are found in the Torah, and these descriptions and attributes are found in the Injil. So Torah, the book that was given to Moses, Nabi Musa alayhi salam, and Injil, the Gospel and the Bible given to him, Jesus, Nabi Isa alayhi salatu wasalam. So imagine how Allah elevated them. Then if you want to know the Arabic language, you stop there, fil Injil. Hum ka zar'in. So the hum is not mentioned there in the Quran Sharif, but is understood. Now the example and parable of the Sahaba. So hum ka zar'in. So that is how then you will understand it. So what is the similitude, the parable, example of Sahaba? Hum ka zar'in, they are like that seed. We take a seed and we plant it right inside the land and in the sand in the ground. أَخْرَجَ شَتْعَهُ. So then it produces and sprouts, you know. Now you see it starts sprouting and you see it now forming and so forth, the blades coming out and so forth. فَآزَرَهُ. And then it gets strengthened, it's giving strength now. فَاسْتَغْلَظَ. It gets thicker and bigger. فَاسْتَوَى عَلَى سُوقِهِ. Then it can stand on its own stem. So this is who the Sahaba are. Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started his mission and message alone. Then Sayyidina Abu Bakr as-Siddiq radiallahu anhu came on board. Before that, Sayyidina Khadija al-Kubra radiallahu anha gave unconditional support to the Master alayhi salam. She is the first, not lady, the first person to embrace Islam. Khadija al-Kubra, the honorable wife and our mother, radiallahu ta'ala anha. And then it just started spreading. And today we are 1 billion people, yeah, Muslim. And we love Almighty Allah. We love Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam unconditionally. And let the enemies burn and get more and more angry. That's exactly what we want. First tawa ala asuqihi. So now that seed is now blooming and now it's spreading. Yu'jibu zurra'a. So when that farmer, now it brings great joy to him and delight to him. Yu'jibu zurra'a. So that zar, that seed, brings great joy to him, to the farmer and farmers. لِيَغِيذَ بِهِمُ الْكُفَّارِ. And those people, remember, who oppose them, it enrages them. Imam Malik, rahimahullah, Imam Dar al-Hijrah, a master and one of the greatest scholars of his time, you reading this verse used to say, if any person, when I'm praising, you praising, anybody praising, the Sahaba, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anh, Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anh, Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu anh, Sayyidina Ali al-Murtaza radiallahu anh, Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anh, Mother Aisha, Mother Hafsa radiallahu anhu majma'in, and that person there gets very, very upset. Why are you praising them? So we will pass the verdict that those people are kuffar and are non-Muslims. Because Allah is praising the Sahaba. And what is the quality of the non-Muslims? لِيَغِيذَ بِهِمُ الْكُفَّارِ. The praising, the manaqib and virtues of Sahaba enrages them and makes them very, very unhappy. And they feel very, very upset and so forth. And they are furious with it. So today when you speak of the Shia, like Khomeini and his ilk, so there therefore we say, and we're very vocal on that, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, that the Kuffar Shias, leave all the 1,000 other academic discussions we can have. This is an easy one that will resonate with you. Any person who curses and swears, said Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu aliyazu billah, or Sayyidina Umar Farooq radiallahu anhu, or Sayyidina Usman radiallahu anhu, or Amir Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, or our honorable mothers, Sayyidina Aisha, Sayyidina Hafsa radiallahu anhu ajma'in, they are non-Muslims. Yesterday I was there in Roosevelt at Masjidul Iradatul Islam. So what happened was, I was explaining to them something. So I told them that I was there, remember, on the 5th of Rabi'ul Awwal. I was there in Iran 2013, from the 1st Rabi'ul Awwal Monday to the 13th. The 13th was my flight back, Alhamdulillah. No problem anywhere, but Allah's help, Allah's mercy. So on the 5th of Rabi'ul Awwal, it was 2013, it was a Friday. And I was in a place called Kashan. Kashan is very, very famous, remember, for its Persian carpets and so forth. So in that place there, these shaitans, they call it the Islamic Republic of Iran. We say no, the Shia Republic of Iran, remember that. And now the person who martyred and murdered Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, Fayruz was his name, his kunya ignoment Abu Lu'lu al-Majusi, fire worshipper Zoroastrian, for him they put up a big shrine and a mazar and a mausoleum, and that is for the murderer of Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu, and they called him Shuja'uddin. You are one of the most bravest people. It's good you killed Sayyidina Umar al-Iyazu billah. So when people have so much hatred for Sayyidina Abu Bakr, Sayyidina Umar and their beloved daughters, then wallahi, I have Quran in my hand. Such people are kuffar. لِيَغِيذَ بِهِمُ الْكُفَّارِ. Praising Sahaba enrages them and infuriates them. But Allah speaks of Sahaba. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Almighty Allah has already promised the people who have true iman. وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. And they continue with the righteous deeds. مِنُهُمْ مَغْفِرَةٌ. For them there is forgiveness. Yes, the Anbiya alayhimus, understand our belief, the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, people get confused and they blow their fuses in the process. So you must remember this, that we believe the Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, all the prophets and messengers are ma'asum. Ma'asum means Allah by divine protection has protected them from vices and sins. Yes, there can be a mistake. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made mistake in Salat. There can be an error in judgment. Remember that Nabi Yunus alayhi salatu salam's incident is famous, that before the command of Allah, Allah, he went away and Allah Ta'ala forgave him. La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin. But you won't use the word sin, Allah forbid, or vices, Allah forbid. You will say it was a mistake or error in judgment. So that means ma'asum. For Sahaba, we don't say ma'asum, we say mahfuz, that they committed sin, and some of them committed even major sin. But who are we to castigate, criticize them? Remember when Almighty Allah Jalla Wala forgave them and gave all the glad tidings, wa kullu adallahu al-husna, chapter 57, verse 10, radiallahu anhum wa radu an, Allah is pleased with them, they are pleased with Allah. Here's another example. وَعَدَ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا صَالِحَاتِ مِنْهُمْ مَغْفِرًا. For them is forgiveness. وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا. And a magnificent reward. They have passed with flying colors, Kamlo Day, and with distinction. We have to love Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, all the prophets and messengers, and especially Mustafa Habibuna Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. We have to love the Ahlul Bayt, the household and family of the Master Alayhi Salam. And we have to love all the Sahaba Radiallahu Anhu Ajma'in, and the awliyaullah, the special friends and people of Almighty Allah. And we follow the four schools of thought of jurisprudence. That is the summary of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today, 24th of Zulhijjah. So today is the last Saturday of this year. Next year, next week definitely is Muharram. So inshallah, by this time, yeah, in Saudi and all that will be, the Muharram, according to their calendar, on Thursday, the new year will be ushered in. The moon, Sami's, they again will make mistakes deliberately. And we, the Ummah, inshallah, Friday, so after scanning the sky and looking for the moon, so inshallah, Friday will usher in the new year and a new month. So today is day number 624 of the Jutlas, the Haramis. They're attacking our people in Ghazza al-Mubarakah. Say Allahu Akbar, Alhamdulillah. 11 Jutlas were killed yesterday in various places. And remember, dozens of them injured. We say Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. Allahu Akbar. These are the news, views, interviews locally, nationally, and internationally. Tel Aviv destroyed by Iran. Remember that Iran is doing a good job. If you know anything of Iran, so their Sunni population is plus minus 25%. Some people make it more, but that is exaggeration. The Shias make it much less. They say 10%, 9%. When I went there, myself, my wife in 2013, they gave us some booklets. In there, I still remember, they said that the Sunni population are 9%. So obviously, that also is bunkum. So, and they're talking lies, you know, as usual. So anyway, we'll say between 20-25% there. So remember, their greatest Sheikh and Maulana, he is there in Balochistan. Balochistan, part of it is in Pakistan, another part is in Iran. Hazrat Maulana, they call him Hazrat Maulvi in their terminology. Hazrat Maulvi Abdul Hamid of Balochistan, he says, we must support Iran now when we are fighting Israel. So that's exactly what we are saying. That as far as their belief goes, they are 100% kuffar. But strategically, politically now, we have to then support them and so forth. So see, the Jutnas are crying, oh Muslims, forgive us. Please, we beg you, forgive us. No forgiveness. We will not forgive. We will not forget. You must footsack and get out of the whole of Palestine, historic Palestine, AU Jutla. And there must be reparations. Everything that belonged to you must be given to the Palestinians. Then we can talk about all forgiveness and so forth. The mayor of Tel Aviv is begging and saying, we had enough, we had enough. No, more will still come. You Iranians, you Shias, whatever you want to call yourself, there must be some Sunnis also involved. You knock the hell out of Israel and the Ummah is with you. Remember that. 1/3 of the arms and ammunition of Israel is already eliminated and they're very worried about it. The British embassy will leave Iran and evacuate their team. They said things are getting too hot for them and so forth. Look at this from America. Can you believe this? Colonel whatever his name, right? So there's a big shot colonel there in the American army. He was fired straight away, a big shot. You know why? He said, our worst ally is Israel. And Israel are guilty, yeah, of killing the Palestinians. Words like that he used. So you can't criticize Israel. You can't speak in favor of Palestine. And suddenly you get fired or you will get intimidated. That is your so-called America today under Trump the donkey. So remember that. Now listen to this one. وَتُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ وَتُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. United Nations headquarters is in New York, right? We went there also inside all that. We saw how the Security Council works and all that. So now the U.S. ambassador, the lady, an idiot, so now she's speaking to the United Nations. So she said, Israel is the one that is spreading terror and chaos. Then she realized what a mess she made. Then quickly she said, no, Iran, Iran. So this is how Almighty Allah humiliates them, disgraces them, remember that. China and Russia say we are 100% with Iran. And if you make a move, Trump, we will be also in the mix and so forth. That the mayor of Haifa said that Iran struck two major places, strategic places. They hit the hell out of the port there. So now the ships cannot come there. Well done to Iran for that. Yesterday, the last night, late at night, about 11 or so, the news was breaking. There was an earthquake in certain part of Iran. And it was 5.2 on the Richter scale. A Allah Jalla Wala protect the true Muslims in all parts of the world. You know Mahmoud Khalil. Mahmoud Khalil is born in Syria but considered a Palestinian and so forth. So now he used to organize the marches and so forth, Columbia University. So he is out now, released, you see that. And there are no charges against him. American citizen legally. Again, Trump and company are humiliated. Russia to hand over 3,000 bodies, Ukrainian bodies, to the Ukrainian authorities. So how many they killed? We were Putin on death score. Anybody causes harm to America, Israel. We know the Ukraine war is a proxy war of America against Russia. Russia gave them a good hiding. Listen to this, you Jutla Jutli Harami. You see, the Jutlas are hiding in their shelters. When that siren goes, then they're running helter-skelter, the haramis. So now they found Bibi's son, Netanyahu's son, there in one shelter. And the Jutlas gave him a good threshing and a good hiding, and they assaulted him. Well done, Jutla. Exactly what Quran says you are doing. Chapter 59, verse number 14. Ba'asuhum bainahum shadeed. The war and fighting among themselves is very, very severe. Tahsabuhum jami'aw wa qulubuhum shatta. And remember that you think that they're united, but their hearts are totally fragmented and disunited. You know why? ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّهُمْ قَوْمٌ لَا يَعْقِلُونَ. Because they are a people who got no brains. You see, last week, Friday morning, Thursday night, late at night, Friday morning, call it whatever you want to. He, Netanyahu, then unleashed, you must remember, unprovoked, attacked Iran, attacked their scientists, attacked this. And why? Because Thursday there was elections and he barely survived, you must remember, by 2 votes only he won. If he lost that, then finished, there should be elections. He should lose that elections definitely. And then the court case goes and next stop should be prison. So this was a diversion he used. That is how you must understand it. But the Ummah is fast asleep. And now what happens is this. Now majority of the Jutlas are with him. But they never expected such a response from Iran. So now they're wondering that this is a terrible own goal that they have scored. So this is exactly what Allah says. لَيَبْعَثَنَّ عَلَيْهِمْ إِلَىٰ يَوْمِ الْقِيَامَةِ مَنْ يَسُومُهُمْ سُوَ الْعَذَابِ. Allah will get Muslims, non-Muslims, whether they're Hitler, whether they're Shias, whether there's anybody else, to punish the Jutlas, chapter 7, verse 167. So that is what's happening. The Obamas, you remember them? Barack Obama, his full name, Barack Hussein Obama. Saddam Hussein, Barack Hussein Obama, Abdul Qadir Hussein. None of us are related in any way. So their marriage is on the rocks. And Barack Obama is in the docks, remember that? She said, don't call me Madam Osama, Mrs. Osama. So big problems there in that marriage. Mali, I like Mali. When we were in school in the 60s, the teacher would say, I will give you a kick, you will end up in Timbuktu. We used to wonder where Timbuktu, so that is Mali. So this Mali, they're kicking out the whiteys. All these whiteys who want to show they are supremacists, and we Africans and non-whites and so forth are inferior, you must kick them out. Burkina Faso, well done. Mali, well done. So there's a Canadian guys there. They don't want to pay the taxes and duty and so forth. So Mali say, you get out from here, and we took over all their gold mines and everything. You see that? Well done. You must remember, don't take nonsense from these whiteys and anybody else. So now the Palestinian Action Group, you see that? That's how they go. So they released a video that they went with their motorbikes and so forth, and then they painted and so forth and spray painted the plane and all that of the British. So British say this Palestinian Action Group, they are terrorists and so forth. But you all are the biggest terrorists. Who were the ones who organized and established Israel in 1948? You, the British, and then America. You all are the illegitimate parents, and Israel is the B, the illegitimate child, and Harami, the big B, remember that. Pakistan, Hafiz Aslam Munir was there with Trump Thursday having lunch. Can you believe? unprecedented in Pakistan's history. The Pakistan Army Chief invited to the White House and to have some bilateral discussions with the President of United States of America. Can you believe that? Trump thinks we're a bunch of idiots. He says, no, I called Hafiz Aslam. He doesn't say Hafiz. He doesn't know what's Hafiz the Harami. So I called Aslam Muniri to thank him, you know, that we made the peace treaty between India and Pakistan. Oh, Trump, don't take us for idiots, please, man. So now you called him because Pakistan released a statement. If Israel uses nuclear, they will then be using their nuclear and they will slaughter Israel. But now, you know the Pakistani army and politicians, how corrupt they are. Okay, we will give you so many million, billion, just sit quietly. So that is what is the real story. You must be an idiot and a moron to believe anything else. So what does Aslam Munir do? He says on behalf of the Pakistan government, we will nominate and we suggest to the NOC in Oslo, Norway. I went there, I saw all these things. So the Nobel Peace Prize. So we will nominate your name, President Donald Trump. Can you believe Pakistan nominating his name? You scratch my back, I scratch your back. Both sides are haramis, you know. So the rules for Umrah are changing from Thursday onwards. First Muharram, 1447 in Saudi. Those of you going for Umrah, you can speak to your agents and so forth. My advice to you, rather take out a tourist visa. You'll be better off. With this Umrah visa, they got a lot of nonsense. You know these Saudis. So I sent it out on my student status group. And today, inshallah, I'll send it out to all the groups, you can see. So anybody wants to go for Umrah, so 1447, there are new rules and so forth. So you contact your agents. So my suggestion to you, rather go with the tourist visa, it will be better for you. You know where Ispingo Beach is. So there, the old airport was there, Louis Botha Airport and all. So that area is called Prospectin. So Toyota has got a big, big branch there, massive branch. So now when the floods came, many, a lot of cars damaged and so forth. So Toyota and their insurance and whatever else are claiming from the government, South African government, 6.5 billion rands. You see that? They say you're incompetent, you didn't make proper arrangements, therefore our vehicles and so forth got, you understand, impacted negatively and so forth and so on. Mashatile, he and Putin praising one another, Paul and Putin, you see, double P there. So he praises Russia, Russia praises South Africa, and that's how they're going to enhance BRICS and so forth. Lungu. So you know Lungu. We wear the Lungi. Lungi is what we wear. You know, it's nice to wear Lungi. Junaid Mota, you know what's a Lungi? So you get nice air from the bottom and all sides. But summertime, so winter time, you can't wear Lungi. It's very cold. So we wear tracksuit or something. So Lungu. Lungu was the president here of Zambia. And the current president, the incumbent, they have big problems. So this president of Zambia, he wants Lungu to be buried in Zambia. The family said we won't allow it because our father, our president said he got nothing to do with you and you must not come near his bier, B-I-E-R, and so forth. So anyway, he is his ashes or whatever remainder they are. That they will be buried now in South Africa in a private ceremony and so forth. So that is what happened. Programs today, 7 to 9, inshallah, Mona Khalid Yaqub. And then 1 to 1:30, you can listen to the lecture I delivered yesterday, alhamdulillah. There in Masjid Roosevelt, you know, Maulana Mahmoud Mutara, mashallah, Allah reward him and the trustees. And then, inshallah, 6 to 8 this evening will be Brother Suleiman Esop and Narakinat, Natkirat. So you must remember that, inshallah. Tomorrow morning, no program, right? Mausaleem has to rest, Junaid Mota has to rest, their Appas have to rest. So in the afternoon, we'll have a program, inshallah, between 2 and 4. And that will be with Hafiz Wadi, inshallah. Jee Maulana, we have 15 minutes left, so remember that. So inshallah for the Q&A, so let's fire up, inshallah.
I've just returned from Hajj Mufti Sahab. Is there any authentic hadith that du'as of a Hajj is accepted for 40 days?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, mashallah, all of you who just returned from Hajj, we make dua for you. Qabil Allahu Hajjak, may Almighty Allah Jalla Wala accept your Hajj. And then وَغَفَرَ ذَنْبَكَ, may Almighty Allah forgive you your sins. And وَأَخْلَفَ نَفَقَتَكَ, and then may whatever money you spend, 100, 200, 300,000, half a million, 1 million, depending how many of you went, so Allah give you a better compensation regarding your wealth and money and so forth. The hadith mentioned by Imam Tabarani, T-A-B-A-R-A-N-I, not Tibrani and Tabrani, Tabarani, remember how to pronounce it. So that's first thing. Second thing is, there's no evidence in Quran or authentic hadith that Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said so. What we find is this, and this is mentioned in the Lataif of Ma'arif, Lataif al-Ma'arif, by Hafiz ibn Rajab al-Hanbali. Now you must understand it like this. On top is Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. He has hundreds and thousands of students. Remember that Ibn Kathir of Tafsir ibn Kathir, all of them are his students. They buried in the same graveyard, Maqabir al-Sufiyya, they in Damascus, the graveyard of the Sufis and the Awliyaullah. So nevertheless, so he celebrated student of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah is Hafiz ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah. Hafiz ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyyah celebrated student is Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali. Ibn Rajab al-Hanbali wrote a book, Lataif al-Ma'arif, a masterpiece. And remember, he also wrote a wonderful book. All of you should get it, the ulama and people who know Arabic. Ar-raddu ala man ittaba'a ghayr al-madahib al-arba'a. A refutation of those people who follow any other school beside the four schools. A big lesson for the Salafis. So anyway, so he wrote there, that Sayyidina Umar ibn Rajab Hanbali writes in the Taif al-Ma'arif, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala used to say that the du'as of the Hujjaj is accepted till the 10th of Rabi'ul Awwal. That of Hazrat Shaykh Kitab Fazail al-Hajj, which got 20th of Rabi'ul Awwal, remember, is a misprint or the person who translated made a mistake. So always you must go to the asal, you must go to the original book and then look for the references, then you will understand things properly.
Mufti Sahab, if a husband divorced his wife, one revocable divorce and the iddat period has ended. If they want to get back together again, please explain the process to remarry.
Let us explain to people what the Quran Kareem teaches us. Chapter 2, Surah Baqarah, verse 229, At-talaqu marratan. You, the husband and wife. Yesterday in my lecture, I said every husband, just think of these two things. Number one, Surah 4, verse number 19. Allah Jalla Wala is commanding us, all the husbands, وَعَاشِرُوهُنَّ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ, is compulsory upon you, O husbands. You must treat your wives with love, respect and justice. So that's not some mustahab or desirable. It's mandatory, obligatory and compulsory, right? Second one is, from a logical perspective, that look at the great sacrifice our wives made. They left their place of birth, they left their parents, they left their siblings, they left everything they accustomed to, and to spend the remainder of her life with you, O husband, is that not a big sacrifice? So always think of that, remember that. So nevertheless, Islam wants to make the home and not break the home. So Quran Kareem states, At-talaqu marratan, where the husband uses clear-cut, explicit words, either he pronounces it, announces it in the past and present tense, or he writes it out, so that you call talaq-e-raj'i. One talaq-e-raj'i, one revocable divorce, or two revocable divorce. So during the iddat period, the husband can take her back, whether she likes it or not. Chapter 2, verse 228, وَبُؤُولَتُهُنَّ أَحَقُّ بِرَدِّهِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ إِنْ أَرَادُوا إِصْلَاحًا. But the husband must also use common sense. The aim must be to learn from the mistakes of the past, and now you stay nicely, properly with your wife, right? But the one talaq will be valid, so you got two for the future. The two talaq will be valid, so you got one left for the future. So in this scenario, the husband gave one talaq revocable, talaq-e-raj'i, and now the iddat has expired. Can they reconcile? Yes, they can reconcile with conditions that a new nikah must be performed, new witnesses, new mahar, the marital gift, and so forth. Very important is she, the lady who was divorced, the ex-wife, she must be prepared to give you a second chance. And her father must give permission as well, because he, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, authentic hadith in Tirmidhi, Abu Dawood, Ibn Majah, La nikaha illa bi waliyin. That nikah is not valid except with the consent of the guardian and so forth. And that is the verdict of majority scholars. Today, these people making secret nikah, the girl's father, nobody even knows. They just meet up there in the hotel or meet up there, you understand, some mall, and they just get somebody and they just make a nikah. How can we allow these type of things here? Is that going to become just like the Shia's muta prostitution, you know? So Khomeini writes in his book, which I have, La'anatullah alayhi to Khomeini, Tawdihul Masahil, you can make muta for 1 hour, a quickie, you understand? That's what they call it in English. So you must remember, so we must be very clear on this. Yes, you can reconcile if you are happy, sister, and your father and him give permission, and he wants to marry, but the whole new process again, if it is one talaq he gave you, for future he possesses only 2 talaqs. So that is how you should understand it.
Okay, sahab, are we allowed to keep parrots as a pet and teach it the kalima and to make salam?
Remember to keep parrot and all that is totally permissible. Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu had a young brother, Ya Aba Umair. Now the parrot died, the bird died. He, rahmatulil alameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, came. Young boy, cheer him up. Ya Aba Umair, ma fa'ala Nughair. So what happened to Nughair? Nughair was the bird's name. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wanted to cheer him up. From there you take out so many masail. To keep birds and all that as a pet, to keep fish and all that, you know, in the tank and what have you. So all that will be permissible, but you must treat them properly, not you make them starve and all that. Then it's haram, obviously. Regarding the words teaching them, 2 stories I give you. One story is, I went to a house, ABC house, right? We won't tell you where and all. So I made assalamu alaikum. So that parrot answered, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I was so impressed. I said, mashallah, you're teaching your parrot good things. And then another place I went, I won't mention the name, obviously. I said, assalamu alaikum, that parrot swore my guts out, you understand, your FNV and dust and all these things here. So I looked at them, they were so embarrassed, you understand. He's not swearing me, it's day FNV, day and night they're using. So that parrot learned from them. And anybody comes, he just gives FNV and that. So you see, even the parrot gets negatively impacted. Imam Abu Hanifa Rahimullah was a genius, you know. He used to wear a ring. Hazrat Mufti Shafi Sahib Rahimullah wrote in the Al-Balagh in those days, 76, 77, I read it. So you must remember that on that ring was engraved, Jirmuhu Sagheer wa Jurmuhu Kabir. The size of the tongue is very small. The crime it commits is very big. You make FNB the whole time. Even the parents are saying all these kind of things. And you tell your wife like that, you think she can forget. She will never forget. She will forgive, but she won't forget. So we must think what we're doing, you know, that in front of our children, in front of the birds and parrots, we do all these crazy things here.
Mufti Saab, can you please confirm if we are allowed to do ruqya?
Remember what is the meaning of ruqya. People are now in sakara. Did you read the dua? Read the dua daily, O listener, esteemed listener of Radio Al Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, one Quranic dua, one Hadith dua. Quranic dua, chapter 12, Surah Yusuf, verse number 101. Tawaffani muslimun wa alhiqni bis salihin. O Almighty Allah, Jalla wa'ala, let me pass away with perfect iman in Islam and unite me with the pious people, O Rabbal Alameen, O Allah. And Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Hadith in Tirmidhi, Mishkat Sharif. Allahumma inni ala sakaratil maut. Allah, assist me at the time when the sakarat, the pains and the pangs of death come. So we all have to go through it. وَجَاءَتْ سَكْرَةُ الْمَوْتِ بِالْحَقِّ. So now your question is about ruqya. So Allah Ta'ala is teaching us, a person is in sakarat. كَلَّا إِذَا بَلَغَتِ التَّرَاقِيَ وَقِيلَ مَنْ رَاقَ. You see, that Surah 75, Surah Qiyamah, and verse number 27, chapter 75, verse 27. Who is there who can blow? Blow, 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 this person is going to die just now. So that is called Ruqya. The person who blows is called Raq. Why must you go to ABC people, XYZ people, half of them mufatiyas and so forth? So remember, you're a Muslim, right? You're a Muslimah, my sister. You know Surah Fatiha. You know Ayatul Kursi. You know the four quls, Qul Ya Kafirun, and the last three surahs. Just read all that and blow on yourself. That is Ruqya. So for what you have to go here and there? Quickly story time, then I finish. When I was with Channel Islam International, CII, so these characters came, you understood? And then they said, no, they want to check me up and so forth, because I speak too much against the Jutlas and the Jews and the Shias and all that. I said, Ahlan wa sahlan, you check me up, I got no problem. So I said, give me 1 minute. I want to make wudu, and I said, now you check me up head to toe. They make do, like, you know, they want to make you frightened. I say, you talk a lot of nonsense, you must remember. You can make all funny noises, nothing's happening to me. So I humiliated him with Allah Ta'ala. I said, you'll just take people for a ride. And you'll tell the mother-in-law did something to the daughter-in-law. Daughter-in-law did something to mother-in-law. And then you say, no, you need Ruqya. And then you want to make money. 90% of all the Sharia compliant of these banks. Now the Standard Bank got overdraft. Can you believe that Sharia compliant? All haram business. Halal logos, all haram business, you ask me. And remember that this Ruqya was also all haram business. You're a Muslim, what must you go to all these mufatiyas there? You must read yourself and blow. You know Surah Fatiha, read 7 times and blow on the person. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif. So what you want to go to all these people there and all that? I'm dead against all these things. You must do it yourself. May Allah Jalla Wala grant us true Iman and Islam and protect us from all this bunch of mufatiyas and freebies, guys, you understand? Nanika Fatiha. You know it's a Maimon term, Nanika Fatiha. Nanima passed away, the maternal grandmother. Now every day is a free chow. You see that? You see, let us go Nanijo Fatiha. You see? So that is all these characters, Nanijo Fatiha business. So just stay far from them. That is my advice to you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.